This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. If director David Heck has one favorite holiday, it's definitely Halloween. He's an expert at scary costumes and haunted spectacles. He even has a horror entertainment company called The Cadaver Cafe. So I was surprised when I heard he was directing a Valentine's Day musical. The show is called Murder Ballad. This production has been on David's mind for a few years. He designed a set for the show long before Second Star Theater decided to produce it. It's not a horror show at all. It's about love and murder, but nothing gory.
We have a narrator, and she is weaving a web of connections between three characters and how they're motivated, and we traverse about 10 years. The second act, you reveal a little bit more about the characters as well as the narrator and a narrator's motivations. She steps in and out of the story, kind of like a pixie of some sort, and gently nudges the story in a direction that she wants to go. She'll tap someone on the shoulder to make them notice something that's happening. She will talk to the characters even though they can't hear her. And eventually, it all comes to fruition that, you know, the choices that you make and the people that you trust and the things that happen and the people that you betray all come back to haunt you. And eventually, somebody's going to die.
Murder Ballad's musical director is Billy Heathen. He's directing a four-piece band for the show.
I listened to it for the first time, fell in love with it because it's basically a punk musical. It's not straight punk. It's got a lot of rockabilly and country influences that kind of rounded out into like late 80s New York, New Jersey kind of punk scene environment. I've always loved Murder Ballads. I've been writing and singing them since I was like 16 and just always had a little dark sense of humor and appreciation of romance.
I have to say that this is an interesting topic, murder ballads for Valentine's Day love thing. Explain this to me.
I know it's a hard sell. You know, you're like love and murder, but you know, that's the most passionate amount of love, that you want to love somebody to death. That's kind of this show is all about love and the choices that we make. And some of them end very, very badly, and some of them are great. And you get to see everybody in that cast being loved or denied at one point in time or another in the show.
Every person in the audience will relate to something one of the characters is going through at some part in the show. So I think that while Valentine's Day is a great time for a lot of people, for a vast majority of us out there, it's kind of this like, oh, everybody, look at them all being happy, while we just are still doing the same old thing, thanks for the reminder. And having some kind of dark, justifying show to go to, I think it'll be fun.
Not all of it's dark. There is some definite tongue-in-cheek, good smiley, toe-tapping tunes. You're going to enjoy it. You can't have the lows without the highs.
That was director David Heck and music director Billy Heathen working on Second Star Theater's production of Murder Ballad. The show opens on Valentine's night at Front Street Theater with performances through February 25th. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique. Some get old.